Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 205. Hope does not disappoint. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Stay with that verse for a moment. Don't rush past it. Because Paul is not being optimistic here. He is not saying, chin up, things will work out. He is saying something far more solid than that. He is saying that Christian hope has a real foundation, that it is anchored in someone who never fails, and because of who he is, not because of how you happen to feel this morning, that hope does not put us to shame. You know that fragile kind of hope, don't you? The kind that depends on circumstances, that rises and falls with the news, that fades when the waiting stretches too long. Paul is not talking about that kind. He is talking about a hope that stays standing, even when everything around you seems to be giving way. And the difference is what comes next in the verse. God's love has been poured out. Pay attention to that word. Not dripped, not carefully rationed in measured doses. Poured, like a downpour that soaks you through to the bone. God's love does not arrive in your life as a minimum survival ration. It overflows. It exceeds. It is more than enough for whatever you are carrying today. And where is it poured? Into our hearts. Not on the surface. Not merely into behavior. Not just into outward decisions. Into the center. Into the deepest place of who you are. God does not merely want to change what you do. He wants to dwell in what you are. That is different. That is more than religion. That is a presence. And who makes this happen? The Holy Spirit, given to us, a gift from the risen Christ, which means you do not have to strain and strive to feel God's love. It is not something you earn or achieve. It is a gift received with open hands, not seized by willpower. And then Paul ties it all together. When life presses hard, when the waiting stretches into weeks and months and years, what keeps hope standing is not your emotional strength. It is not your resilience or your positive thinking. It is God's love poured into you, living inside you, holding you up from within when everything on the outside is uncertain. That is what holds you, not you gripping hope with white knuckles. God's love, alive in you, gripping you. So today, before breakfast, before you unlock your phone, before you check a single message, stop 2 minutes, breathe deeply, and say out loud with conviction, Lord, I receive your love right now, not as a ritual, as a reality. Receive what has already been poured out for you. Then write down one name, someone who needs an encouraging word today. Just one name, and send it, because the love that was poured into you was made to overflow, to reach someone else through you. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.